Welcome back, everyone. It's Bobby Dooley filling in on The Phil Henry Show.
I do it now?
Yeah, go ahead, do it now.
And Bobby Dooley filling in on Phil Henry. I'm Steve Dooley. Yeah.
You don't go, yeah. God. Anyway.
I'm trying.
My husband was not supposed to go, yeah. That is so...
Well, that sounds great.
No, it didn't sound great. You go, I go, I'm Bobby Dooley. Do it again. Do it again. Rick Wiffner. I said to do it again, please. Am I the host of the show? Do it again. One, two, three. You, however you do that. One, two, three, go. Go. Go.
Go, Wiffner.
And welcome to the Bobby Dooley Show, filling in for the Phil Henry Show. Go.
Yeah, Bobby Dooley. I'm Steve Dooley.
Okay. Thank you, Steve Dooley, and I'm Bobby Dooley.
Yeah.
God, Steve, you ass.
What?
You don't go, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
We have to do it again, yeah. And we're live. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. But I know a lot of you can probably relate to this. Are you a perfectionist? I am, too. I am a perfectionist, and I said, don't do that.
You said to go, yeah.
No, I didn't, Steve. I said, don't say yeah. Do you want me to slap you across? All right. 3, 2, 1, blast off. How do you do it professionally? Do you say blast off? 3, 2, 1, go. And welcome to the Bobby Dooley Show. Filling in on the Phil Henry Show. Go.
It's Bobby Dooley filling in on a Phil Henry Show. I'm Steve Dooley.
And thank you, Steve Dooley. I'm Bobby Dooley filling in on the Phil Henry Show. Don't say it. Okay, perfect. Welcome to the program. We are excited to have a lot of guests on with us this evening. We had Larry Grover was with us just a few minutes ago talking about freedom of the religion and how that relates to us as homeowners. And we also had Harvey Wireman, who is our association attorney. And he was talking to us about, you know, the different stuff that you can do and all the different stuff that religions are. A lot of you have written cards and letters when we've been doing our Bobby Dooley podcast, and you've said, well, Bobby, when you and Steve are not at the Western States Homeowners Association, do you go other places? Do you do other things? Yes, we do. As you might imagine, we are very good friends with Ted Bell and his wife, Marcy. So we do, from time to time, go to Ted's at Beverly Hills for one of the delicious steaks that he has. And we have certainly become very, very tight friends since the early days when we had run-ins with Steve, when we had run-ins with Ted, and where my husband Steve was defending my honor, which you can well imagine is going to happen when you're dealing with Ted Bell. So we're going to bring Ted Bell on right now. Very excited to have him with us. Here he is.
Ted of Beverly Hills.
Oh, they don't have
steakhouse.
What?
Come
they don't
on
have
now.
Are you there? Is he not there? Well, then why did you tell me to go to him? Yes, you did. Yes, you did. No, yes, you did. No, I get the last word. Yes, you did. Okay.
Here
I'm sorry. We do have him now. That figures. So let's go to him again. Ted Bell, ladies and gentlemen. And here he is. Ted Bell, ladies and gentlemen, here he is.
I didn't do it.
Yes, you did.
Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey, everybody. Ted Bell here. Very happy to be sponsoring this segment of Bobby Dooley filling in on the Phil Henry Show, Ted to Beverly Hills. We've got the juiciest, most select meats. We've got the greatest steak. I can't go into it. It's so embarrassing. It's an embarrassment of riches.
And thank you very much, Ted, and welcome to the Bobby Dooley filling in for Phil Henry Show.
Well, I'm very happy to be on the program, and yes, I have known you guys for quite some time, and I'm very grateful that we worked things out.
Well, let's tell the story, Steve. You know a little bit of it.
Yeah, well, the story is kind of interesting.
Okay, can I? If you're gonna have Steve tell the story, then I do. I've got some other things I got to get done.
Well,
what's the matter? Can't you even hear what I got to say, Bell? God.
I've heard you tell your version of this so many times. You've practiced it. You've called me up in the middle of the night to run it by me 3, 4, 5 times. You've called up my wife, Marcy. I've heard it live in my living room. I've heard it over the phone. I heard you do it on the show. You got to do it again? I mean, because I got stuff I got to do.
Well, I think it would be only polite if you'd listen to Steve's version of how he got to meet you.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, when I heard you say, I got to put the meat in the mouth, and I went, how dare you? When I called you up, how dare you? My wife heard that.
Yeah. Well,
And that's all there was to the story.
You're right. I know that's all there was to the story, but even that is, it taxes the nerves, it taxes my patience. And I could have gotten a lot done in the time it took for him to even say that small little sentence. So, yeah, what happened was, and if it sounds...
Hold on, Ted. I haven't asked you any questions yet.
Okay.
So, anyway, welcome here to Bobby Dooley, filling in for Phil Hendry. When my husband first heard you say that you want to put meat in someone's mouth, he thought it was directed at me.
Yeah, right, because your husband is a blithering idiot and a great guy. A great guy, Steve. Don't get me wrong. When I call you a blithering moron, a guy that would take his brain out and play with it if he had one, a guy who would be dangerous in a room with a can of lighter fluid, matches, and too much gas from beans, I say that with all due respect. The fact of the matter is, when we had our commercial on the air, we want to put our meat in your mouth, has been, and will always be now, the more crap I get for it, the more convinced I am that it's going to remain our advertising slogan. You called my offices, asked to speak to me directly, and said your wife heard that and you were offended. I explained to you then that it was not intended for your wife, and what did you say?
Yeah, then I said okay.
Yeah, then he realized.
Yeah,
right, okay, great. So there you go. That's the story, and that's only because you're an idiot, but a good man. And the thing that we had, Bobby, the problem with, as you know, is which brought you and Steve to my restaurant, was when you attacked Margaret Dooley with the baseball bats.
Margaret Dooley?
I'm sorry. Margaret Gray.
Yeah, well, what happened was Margaret Gray was mouthing off to me on Tweetster. I have an account, by the way, on Twiddler, and so does Steve. You won't find us over there too much these days because we're so busy, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of things we got to do.
I don't really go over on Twitter either too much. I have the Ted's of Beverly Hills account, but it is helpful to tell people about the specials and things.
Well, we have an account there, and Steve has his account. He is SD Landscapes, which is Steve Dooley Landscapes, and mine is Bobby Dooley. So we're over there, and we're doing what we're doing. Well, one night, Margaret started to get up in my grill a little bit, and she called me a hog, and I said, well, you're hog-like, too. And then she got a little more personal. She said, well, you're a pig on wheels. And I said, well, you're a hog. And then it really got nasty. She said, well, you're a pig. You're a double pig, is what she said, right?
Yeah, it's good. There's a double pig.
Well, I think we can skip all the insults.
Well, excuse me, because I think this is important. So I said, well, if you want to do some actual, settling of this score instead of just talking to me. And she said, anytime you say. So we met behind the Sit and Sleep on Ventura Boulevard in, I believe it was Woodland Hills.
Right. You guys came out for me.
Excuse me. I showed up and Margaret was there. And she cold-cocked me without me seeing the punch coming and then headlocked me and gave me 2 uppercuts, and that's what loosened the teeth. I lost those 2 teeth in the top of, in my upper jaw, in the upper row of teeth.
Right.
So I went home with a rag shoved in my mouth. It was very embarrassing. Steve drove. Margaret is on Twitter going, ha-hoo-hoo-hoo. So that's when...
Got to take a break.
Do we have to do what?
Looks like you got to take a break.
All right, we'll be back to tell you more. Unbelievable.
Well, you got to take a break.
All right, we have to take a break. We'll be back to tell you more about just exactly how all this came down the pike the Margaret Gray and Bobby Dooley encounter behind the Sit and Sleep there on Ventura Boulevard. I'm Bobby Dooley, filling in for Phil Hendry here on The Phil Hendry Show on The Bobby Dooley Show.
Tonight we are specializing in that shrimp cocktail. Oh, baby, if you haven't had the Ted shrimp cocktail, you haven't been alive for the last, I don't know how many years you think you have been.
Here at Ted's,
in Beverly Hills.
Do you want to put our meat in your mouth?
And I've had that shrimp cocktail. It's fantastic, Ted. And thank you so much for being a guest here with me, Bobby Dooley. Nikki just said, is your voice hurting you? Because it sounds like you really are in a lot of agony. Talking like the way what you talk, you know?
Why don't you tell her to mind her own business? I like Nikki, but she sticks her nose in too much.
We're just kidding, Nikki. Don't get depressed. Hello? Nikki?
I'm here.
Oh, she's all PO'd.
Hey, Nikki, don't get PO'd, okay?
Okay? I promise.
Okay, Nikki?
Okay.
She heard you. So, anyway... Yes, Margaret and I had this encounter behind the Sit and Sleep on Ventura Boulevard. We're talking about the time that Steve and I were forced to defend ourselves with baseball bats.
Well, you know, if you don't mind me saying, because I had to intercede in this with Frank Gray, because he was about to call out the posse, and I think you know what I mean. He had some friends in Montreal and elsewhere that settled things in a much different way. And you guys had to go into hiding.
Well, I don't think if I were you, I would be proud of announcing that we had to go into hiding. We were frightened to death, weren't we, Steve?
Yeah, everything you were doing. Oh, don't start blubbering again, Dooley, okay? If there's one thing I can't take, it's a guy that cries, especially you, because when you blubber, it's like five or six different guys have reverted, and they're all in diapers. It's like I've got six guys, all of them weightlifters, who've gone back to the diaper stage, and they're all weeping like a bunch of babies, and I can't take it, I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, you don't understand what it's like to have to go into hiding.
I don't know what it's like to have to go into hiding? Really? Did I ever tell you about how Marcy and I got married? Oh, that I wouldn't be talking if I were you.
All right, I don't want to hear that story, believe me, because I'd be very willing to repeat it to Marcy.
What do you mean repeat it to me? She was there, she lived it. All right? I don't, you know.
The point here is that after I'd gotten sucker punched and she uppercutted me to the tune of two teeth, yes, we laid in wait for her.
You invited her back for a rematch behind the Sit and Sleep. And this is, ladies and gentlemen, got to understand, these are two grown women having a fist fight in an alley behind some furniture store near the dumpster. And who did you have? Did you have, like, a bunch of kids that were standing around on bikes?
You know what? The people that were there watching the fight are going to be kids on their bicycles, because who else is cutting through alleys? So what?
Yeah, well, what I heard, they had a bunch, like, 10, 12-year-old kids going, hey! I mean, the whole thing sounded like it was strictly from hunger. And not to mention the fact that when Gray got out of her SUV looking for you guys, and you came out from behind the dumpster with the baseball bats and went to work on her, man, that is just not, that's not cool at all. That is just uncool. There may be a planet out there where that's cool. This ain't the one.
Well...
What, you got to think about that?
No, I don't have to think about anything. We are in your debt, Ted, for... calling off the cavalry, as you say. We are in your debt for interceding with us with Frank Gray. But don't ever tell me how to solve my problems, even if they do involve a little bit of the fisticuffs, of mixing it up, of doing what I've got to do. I'm a female.
Yeah, I know.
Don't go there.
Hey, watch out, Belle, okay?
Oh, I'm not saying anything. She's a female. I know that.
Well, I'm a female, and so is Margaret, and just because we are women doesn't mean we can't throw the hands when we have to. I'm Bobby Dooley, and with me is Ted Bell, and we're talking to Ted here about Ted's of Beverly Hills, the wonderful restaurant that he has, and we're also, what is that music? And we're also talking to Ted about, what is this?
You want it?
No, I didn't want it.
I'll take the advertising time.
Steakhouse.
Excuse me, but we're still talking.
Hey, Ted Bell here. Come on down to Ted's Beverly Hills. Have a pet. Have a baked potato off the baked potato tree. Get a serrated steak knife and then have the all-you-can-eat salad bar. No, it isn't. Here
at Ted. That is really not fair. You were not supposed to do that. So anyway,
You're butting in.
No, I'm not butting in. Ted Bell is our guest, and we are talking with him about a variety of different things. The upshot of the favor that you did for us was that Steve and I had to work at your restaurant, and I don't think people are fully aware that that happened.
All right, yeah, that is true. I had you and Steve go to work in the kitchen and bussing tables. What about it? And your point is what?
My point is there was a great deal of humiliation that went along with your intercession with Frank Gray, and the fact that eventually we were able to come out of hiding.
You guys were hiding in five or six different safe houses over the course of 8 months, afraid that Frank was going to call that friend of his in Montreal, the guy that put shoeboxes in cars. I talked to Frank. He never said that he called up Frenchie.
Well, that's not what I heard.
Well, what you heard and what I know are two different things. He never called that guy. You were never under any threat of violence. Frank, all he said was he knows how to handle these things, and you guys go into hiding. I think that sounds like a couple of people that are just flat yellow. Okay? And now, yeah, that's right. You heard what I said. Two people that are just plain flat yellow.
Hello?
Oh, wow. So he calls us yell and he runs. Come on down. That's right, I'm Ted Bell, and I got to get out of here. Bobby and Steve Dooley, you're both yella. You haven't got the guts.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Boy, can you believe a guy with an advertising slogan like that saying that I'm yellow and I haven't got the guts?
Takes guts, Dooley. Bell. I called him Dooley.
Well, why don't you get people's last names right, Steve, because it really deadens the effect of what it is you're trying to do on the show. Well, that is the horrible and ugly truth behind the relations that we've had with Margaret Gray and others. I get along okay with Margaret these days, but not to the tune that one would want to think. We are not social. And it all started that day when she called me a pig. I called her a hog. She called me a hog. And then I called her a pig. And then she called me a hog again.
Yeah.
I am Bobby Dooley, and we're filling in for Phil Hendry. This has been quite an experience over the last many, many years doing podcasts and being guests on Phil's show. Starting on the 17th, my understanding is Steve.
I'm Steve, yeah.
Steve, I understand that Phil on the 17th will be doing his show from a new platform. What's that mean?
Well, he's going to be on another platform.
Right, but what do you mean by that?
Well, it's going to be on another one.
What does that mean, honey? I don't know what it means. He's going to what?
Going to be on digital.
On the web?
Yeah.
All right, so Phil Hendry will be on the world, on the wonderful world of the web, right?
No, it's not the World Wide Web.
The Wide, Wide World Wide Web.
Yeah.
So starting on the 17th, Phil Hendry will be exclusively a digital platform, if I'm reading this correctly, on the Wide, Wide Wonderful World, on the Wide, Wide Wonderful Web world of the web, and that will be on March 17th on the Wonderful Wide World of the Web. And by the way, that's why when you enter in a URL, it will be www. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's right.
Yeah, so it's the wide, wonderful, wide world of, well, that's four W's.
Yeah.
Well, help me, Steve. Don't keep saying yeah.
It's the wide, wide, wonderful world of the web.
I'm going to kick your ass.
Ow!
Go and sit over there.
What a bitch.
You called me a bitch. How's that feel?
Shut up.
Feel good? Call me a name like that. Can you believe this slob? Anyway, the www, however many W's there are, stands for the wonderful wide world of web world. And that is why there's W's. And so on the 17th, Phil Henry will be on that. Not a drug or you know.
He's on the web.
Steve, I'm going to come over there and I'll kick you till you're unconscious.
Yeah, but
I'll come over there and kick you until you're unconscious.
Jesus.
I really believe that a husband can be a great benefit to a wife, can be a great help to a husband, to a wife, and can be someone that we all can look up to at some point and say, you know what, things were really dicey, but I'll tell you something, you really were worth it. Marrying you and marrying into the money that your family eventually did have, you were worth it. But you've got to really keep him in line. God, did you hear how I said that? You got to keep in line. You do.
Shut up.
Welcome back, everyone, to our Bobby Dooley filling in for Phil Henry show. Yeah. See, I just said yeah, and it's okay.
How come you get to do it and I don't get to?
Because it's my show, Steve. Is it the Steve Dooley show? No, it isn't. It's the Bobby. I'm so very sorry, ladies and gentlemen. How many times do I have to...
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
Oh, it doesn't? Come here.
Please don't.
Come here.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo! Oh, my God, you like it.
Well, it comes a point.
You are a bad boy. You know that? You really are. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just... You really are a bad boy, aren't you?
Yeah.
I think Mama's going to have to spank you.
Yeah, I bet you'd like that.
You dirty, filthy animal.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What a filthy pig. Oh, God, he likes it. I'm sorry, Rick Wiffner, what? I'm talking to my husband and the audience can just wait. I don't care. The audience can wait. So, you're going to be all sexy in those jeans, huh?
Yeah. What are you going to do about it?
What am I going to do about it? Come here.
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it feels good. Yeah, it feels good. Yeah, it feels good. Yeah, it feels good.
Oh, my God, are you... I don't know whether to hate you and beat you or to throw you on the floor and start licking your face. You are filthy, aren't you?
Yeah. Bet you'd like to taste some of this, wouldn't you?
Why, you dirty... Come here. Come here.
Right in the gut.
That's right. Oh, what's that up in the air?
Oh, it hit my jaw.
Oh, Steve, there's something on your shoulder that... Do you like it still?
Yeah.
You do, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, you dirty... Oh, God, just like Ray Liotta in Killing Them Softly. That was fun. I know a lot of you often write me and say, Bobby, how do you keep your marriage spirited? And how are you doing, honey?
Yeah, I'm good.
Are you okay?
A little tired, yeah.
Well, honey, your lip's swelling up and your mouth is a mess. And where are your teeth? Oh, look at that. There's a tooth there.
I'll get it.
Can you get the tooth?
Yeah, I'll get it.
A lot of you do write and ask, Bobby, how do you do it? How do you keep your marriage so sprightly and lively and fun and lively, you know? And yes, Steve and I have a very healthy physical relationship, obviously, as well as the emotional bond that we share. I met Steve, a lot of you would be interested to know, I met Steve at a beach party, at a good old-fashioned bonfire down at the beach. This was in Huntington Beach. Back in the day, I won't say what year. Isn't that right, honey?
Oh,
well, lay down, honey. Lay down. I kicked him in the testicles. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Put some ice on it if you want. Get up and go. You're going to have to get up and get it because I can't do it for you. In the refrigerator is a bag of frozen peas that I was going to have for dinner. Yeah, get the frozen peas, and it says Jolly Green Giant. Steve?
Yeah?
Jolly Green Giant.
Yeah.
And put those on your... Just stick them down your pants. So what I was going to say is, I met Steve at a beach party when we were teens. I don't want to say the year, but I'll give you a hint. What can I tell you? What would be a hint? Oh, here's one. Do, 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 do. That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Kurt Cobain and Nirvana. But anyway, so we're at this peach party. We're at a, not a peach party. We're at a beach party. And I distinctly heard the voice of a guy saying, anybody want to buy a fake ID? And I went, oh, my God, my heart quickened a little bit, you know. And I went around the corner to a late model Chrysler or something, and the tailgate was up, the trunk was open. And I looked, and sitting on the bumper talking to another group of kids was this really handsome, really hunky guy with his hair sort of tossed and curly like Michael Anthony Hall, you know, and his shirt open, and he had on those, you know, sexy designer jeans. And it was Steve, and he was selling fake IDs, and then the kids all dispersed, and he started to, he was tying off, weren't you, honey?
Yeah, yeah.
He was tying off and shooting up Darvon or something. He was crushing some stuff into a spoon and then tying off. But I knew as soon as I said, oh, God, he's for me. He's for me. And so we've been together ever since. But we do keep it spicy, and we do keep it fun and spicy. Here's an email that I got. Dear Bobby, how do you keep it spicy, what with Steve's impotence and the stink of barbecue? And that's from Desi in Granada Hills. Thank you, Desi. What Desi's referring to is that Steve has an impotence problem if he smells barbecue being pork being barbecued, or if he hears an air conditioner particularly loud. And then the third is if he believes that he is no longer in L.A. County. Now, I should amend that, because, Steve, your body is something, because even if you think you're in L.A. County, if you're not in L.A. County, you're impotent. Isn't that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if you're saying yeah or if the ice on your testicles feels that good. Which is it?
I'm saying, yeah, you're right.
Yes, I'm right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's saying, yeah, I'm right, meaning that, yeah, I'm right. So what that means is essentially this. What, honey?
Oh, come on. Yeah, old news.
No, it's not old news. There's a whole bunch of people that haven't heard our podcast. So Steve cannot perform sexually if someone is barbecuing pork or if there are loud air conditioning units in the area or if we are beyond the limits of Los Angeles County. Now, there was one year we were driving out to the desert and I tried to trick Steve. We stopped in Banning, which is a small desert hovel of a town. It's not a hovel, but it's nowhere that I would ever consider living. And I don't mean any offense to our very good friends and so many of the wonderful Bobby Dooley fans that do live in Banning. But I would never in my wildest dreams even think of stopping to go to the toilet there, let alone actually look up real estate. But nonetheless, we did this one particular day stop in Banning, but there was a method to my madness.
Okay.
What I did... What, Rick? Steve, do you need some more ice?
Yeah.
Can you get it for him, Rick? Rick Wiffner's going to go get another bag of frozen peas so Steve can put them on his... And I'm saying this to be... I hope I'm not offending it. On his ball... On the bollicles or what?
On testicles.
On the testicles, I'm sorry. Is he okay? So I decided we would stop in Banning. I told Steve, I announced to the car, the boys were with us. We were on our way out to my mom and dad's golf condo on Country Club Drive in Palm Desert. I don't know if a lot of you are familiar with the Palm Desert area, but it has beautiful golf villas there. And my mother and father had a beautiful golf villa there at the Thunderbird Resort. So we would often go out there to the golf villa at the Thunderbird Resort. Please don't bother us if you do go to the Thunderbird Resort trying to look our name up, because it is held in confidence by the homeowners board out there at the Thunderbird Resort. So when we were out there, I said, I'm announcing to everyone in the car, we're going to spend the night in Banning. Since we're still in LA County, I want to see the sights. And I made up some baloney excuse for the boys, and they didn't care. They wanted to go off and look at the giant plastic dinosaur that they have at this truck stop there. So Steve and I repaired to the motel room, and wouldn't you know it, I said, Steve, we're still in LA County, so let's do the do. And then he always says, what, Steve? What do you always say?
And the funky chicken, too.
And the funky chicken, too. So we start, and guess what? No can do. Mm-mm. No, 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 no. Mr. Love was asleep. Not only was he asleep, he was in a drunken coma, I think. And so I said, how about that? Steve's body knows that we're not in L.A. County. I thought that was really interesting, you know?
Yeah, wow.
Well, you're sounding a little bit more like yourself, honey.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, so that was that, and we do have a very lively sex life. Thank you so very much, Desi, for your question. Okay, look, we're going to take a break and come back when we are good and ready, and not a minute sooner, as my father used to say. Here on The Phil Hendry Show, I'm Bobby Dooley. Filling in. You wanna push. What is this? This is not rock and roll. I want rock and roll.
I don't know how to find it.
I want my holiday for strings. Welcome back, everyone. Oh, God, this is folk music. I don't play this. I don't play this. Welcome back here to Bobby Dooley filling in for Phil Hendry here on The Phil Hendry. On The Phil Hendry. And we are really, really happy that you're with us. Sorry that we started the hour started that segment with such a drag of a song, Rick Wiffner. But I don't want that to ever happen again, if you don't mind. So right now, I'm just monitoring my husband, Steve. I had to slap his face and kick him between the legs a few times because he was giving us a world of grief, acting like a slob and a pig, and just being very, there's a lot of times, and I don't know how to say this, but I know a lot of you gals know what I mean. Do you ever get with your husband, you know, where he gets really sexy and he looks real sexy in his jeans, and you're thinking, how dare you look so good, you know, and you want to beat him until he bleeds for a month afterwards? You do? Then you know how I feel about my husband. It's that kind of passion and romance and love that really makes it happen for Steve and I. And I'm very, very grateful that we have that. I have three sons, Justin, Dylan, and Seth, as I mentioned. And these are three boys that they've been challenges for us. Boys are always a challenge. But as I started saying at the beginning of the program, I'm so very, very grateful that I have sons and not daughters, because what I've heard from my friends is that when you have a daughter and she turns 12, she goes from being a cute bundle of happiness and joy and sugar and spice and everything nice, and she morphs into the thing from underneath the house. Is the best way I can put it. The thing, you know, Steve?
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, hey.
Are you still in pain, honey?
Yeah, you bet.
Well, but you know what I mean, right, honey?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have to fight through the pain, Steve, because your part in this show is that you support me and that you're like my second banana, you know?
I talked about a banana.
No, I don't mean it that way, okay?
Talked about a banana.
I don't mean it that way, Steve. Your part in this show is to support me and be the second banana.
My God, I'm talking about a banana.
Rick, don't even go there. Rick, I don't talk to engineers, so just keep your mouth shut Do you know what I mean by second banana?
Talk about a banana.
He's got a one-track mind. When you have a daughter, and she is the apple of your eye, and I've often thought, wouldn't it be fun to have a daughter? Wouldn't it be fun to have a girl? So that when she gets to be older, she can take you to lunch, and you can go and, oh, I don't know, look at fashions together, and go places and do things together. But then I realized that between the ages of 12 and 18, they become the ghoul from the crawl space. And you are living in constant fear. Fear that something will crawl into your room and get under the covers and creep you way out. And what is it? Is it the baby from It's Alive? Is it that purple-headed baby from It's Alive? Well, is it? Is it, Steve?
No. It's a banana.
Well, it's not a banana. It's your daughter. It's your daughter. It's your sweet little sugar and spice and everything what's nice. So you don't need that, that's for sure. Or to paraphrase Henry from Henry's Cameras, a very, very popular commercial here in Los Angeles for many years, you can't beat that. Okay.
Not bad a banana.
If you say that one more time, I'm going to come over there. I will set upon you like the werewolf in that movie we saw the other night when he carved up those two guys in the jail cell.
All right.
But I will be talking here for just a second to a very, very good friend of ours who is also the head of security at Western Estates. And he does such a slam, bang, bang up, ding, dang, damn, ding, however you say that, does such a great job. Jay Santos, he is the head of our security at Western Estates. And he joins us here on our newsmaker line. Jay, you know what I mean about daughters, don't you?
Well, it's not like I have my own personal experience, Ms. Dooley, but I do know a lot of friends. I have a son myself. I do not have a daughter. My wife has a daughter by a previous marriage that she does not have custody of. Her ex-husband has custody of it, but she does have visitation with that daughter. And my wife comes back every visitation weekend when she goes out to see her daughter. And she comes back with all kinds of tales that will curl a hair right on the top of your head or straighten the hair out from between, you know, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, enough said. Enough said on that one. I know what you mean.
All right.
So what does she say? What are some of the stories?
Well, my wife come back. My wife's name is Julie, by the way. And Julie, as I say, we have one son together. She has a daughter by previous marriage that she had with Richter, who's her ex-husband. This is a gentleman who is a... he's a Mason by trade.
When you say a Mason, do you mean in a lodge?
No, I'm talking about a bricklayer. He is a Mason, a brick Mason. That means a construction contractor. Does a lot of masonry, does some concrete work, mostly masonry. When she goes out and she is with her daughter and they spend a weekend, she'll come back with tales of terror and a tale of horror. Everything from going out to have something to eat, and she's too fat, and she don't want to eat this, don't want to eat that. Meeting her friends, seeing some of the boyfriends that she's going out with is a veritable who's who from the Aryan Resistance. And
well, I don't know what that is, but...
Maybe you don't want to know. You don't want to know. Yeah, you don't want to know. But
it doesn't sound friendly.
No, it's not friendly at all. I mean, her boyfriends are, it's a veritable who's, I'm telling you right now, her boyfriends are veritable who's who from anywhere from the Brotherhood to Aryan Brotherhood, White Aryan Resistance, you name it, Aryan Nations.
Well, that's a very impressive list of organizations. Are these social organizations?
You could say they're social organizations, but it's nothing you want to have nothing to do with. So when she comes back after these visitation weekends, she is very definitely happy to see me and the boy. Julie loves to see me and the boy, and the three of us, me, Julie, and the boy, we'll have a barbecue or what have you.
Now, what is the boy, what's his name?
Yeah, it's me, Julie, and the boy, yeah.
Well, what's his name?
The boy?
Yes, your son.
Oh, yeah. That's a very good question. Me, Julie, and the boy. I've said that it's me, Julie, and the boy until the cows come home. I don't even know what the boy's name is. Let me just call him Elmo for now, and I'll give my wife a call.
You don't even know your own son's name?
Well, yeah, look, I love my son very much, but I have always known him as the boy. When I say that...
No, I understand it's you, Julie, and the boy, but you don't know his name.
I'm calling him Elmo for now. I'm sure that when Julie calls me back, I just put a call, I just message her, dear Julie. But I just sent a message to her, hey, Julie, what's the boy's name? And, okay, here, Logan. Logan, yeah. See, that's why I forgot it, because it's one of those names.
Okay, your son's name is Logan.
Right, me, Julie, and a boy. Or Logan, if you will.
You, Julie, and Logan.
Me, Julie, and Logan, right. And we have a very good relationship, but I can tell you, hearing these stories about having a daughter, it's like the thing come from a sewer.
Yeah, you know, there was a movie out not too long ago called Chud, Cannibalistic Humanoid Under Development, or I don't know what it stood for.
Oh, yeah, I saw Chud one time. I was kind of bored because my wife was out of town with a boy, and I seen Chud.
Oh, did you see it?
Yeah.
Well, I never saw it, but from the descriptions I heard, you could say that that's every teenage girl. You know, Chud was the name of the thing that lived under a manhole cover, and I realize I'm making it sound far, far worse than I should, ladies and gentlemen. Girls are a joy.
One of the things that...
Yeah, just turn him down, will you, because he's starting to get on my nerves. Girls are a joy. To have a daughter is a blessing. There's no question about it. But when your daughter turns 13 and becomes Chud, it's a very, very big challenge. There's no question about it. Here's a song called Hot Dog.
Are you allowed to say that?
Are we allowed to say hot dog? Yes, Rick Wiffner gave the thumbs up.